It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for music.
A la salida del cabaret, las cosas que uno ve, las cosas que uno ve.
And today, global music DJ Beto Arcos is back to play us some of his favorite new music from Argentina and Uruguay. Hey, Beto.
Hey, great to be with you.
So, who are we listening to here?
This is an Argentinian singer. His name is Lucio Arce. He was born in New York, but his parents, who are from Argentina, moved back to Buenos Aires when he was about a year or so old. Now, this record called A La Salida del Cabaret, or Just Outside the Cabaret, is really all about the spirit of tango as it first started back in the late 1800s, early 1900s in Buenos Aires, in the brothels of Buenos Aires. And it's something that could have been written by, you know, another great tanguero, another superstar of tango, perhaps the father of tango, Carlos Gardel.
La noche, una larga jornada. Las muchachas pagan el precio de rigor. Jueces, ladrones, comisarios, turistas, secretarios que juegan al amor. Sórdido teatro de la vida que tapa las heridas que les deja el dolor.
So that's the tango singer, Lucio Arce. And this next song that you brought us is from another Argentinian singer named Sofia Rey.
Sofia Rey is a singer from Buenos Aires who lives in New York. And even though she has the influences of specifically jazz, American music, in this tune, she's very much kind of bringing together a couple of South American flavors. And one in particular is a style of music called huayno. It's a style of music played on the charango, which is a small guitar-like instrument. It's music that's shared in the Andean region, in Bolivia, Chile, Peru, Ecuador, and of course Argentina, where she's from. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
So that singer, Sofia Rey, singing her original song, Risa. Beto, the next artist you brought is singing a style that I believe is related to tango.
That's right, Jackie. The singer is, oh man, her name is Malena Muyala. She's from Uruguay, and she's perhaps the biggest name in tango in Uruguay. She has 6 records. She's a fantastic singer, and singular in the sense that she likes to connect tango with other musical styles, in particular this song, which is a tune called Pasos. It's a milonga candombe. Milonga and candombe are both musical styles that are the foundation of tango. Milonga is like kind of like a troubadour style of music, and candombe is an Afro-Uruguayan music that was brought by slaves to Uruguay. But this is music that's shared by both Argentina and Uruguay.
Wow, this music is really lush.
Paso yo, pasa el sueño y la vigilia.
Now, Malena Muyala is not well known here in the U.S., but she will be soon enough. She's going to be performing at the South by Southwest this March, along with a slew of Uruguayan artists. This is the first time she's going to be performing in the U.S., but I think it's the beginning of her career here.
Oh, I really, really like it.
Que nos deja.
That's the Uruguayan singer, Malena Muyala. My guest is Beto Arcos, and he's the host of KPFK's Global Village in Los Angeles. And we're listening to some of his favorite new finds from Argentina and Uruguay. Beto, we've got time for just one more artist. I have to say, this sounds more like club music than tango.
That's right, Jackie. I like to call it something like orchestral electro tango or symphonic electro tango. This is the band Bajo Fondo. It's their third album as Bajo Fondo, but this record is not even out yet. This is kind of an exclusive thing for us. It's coming out next month. Gustavo Santaolalla, he's one of the founders of the band. He's from Argentina and kind of a legend in the music business. One of the other leaders of this band is Juan Campodónico, and we talked about him before on the show. He's an exceptional musician and producer from Uruguay.
Didn't Uruguay used to be a part of Argentina?
Yes, it was. It used to be kind of a province of Argentina, and then in the 1800s it became independent. Now, for people who may not know what the relationship is here, let's talk about Rio de la Plata. The Rio de la Plata is the body of water that both divides and unites Montevideo and Buenos Aires, the two capitals of Argentina and Uruguay. It's important to mention that Bajo Fondo is all about the sound of the Rio de la Plata. It's just fantastic stuff. This is really a fantastic tune because it's all instrumental, and it's going to be all about violins, violas, cellos, and upright basses. There are no vocalists, unlike the previous projects, but this is just a beautiful, fatter, richer, just a lush recording of Bajo Fondo. I'm really looking forward to it. And this is a tune called Pide Piso, the first single of the album.
That's the band Bajo Fondo. There's just one of the many artists that you'll hear on Beto's show, Global Village, on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, that was just the rejuvenation we all needed. Thank you so much for sharing this music with us.
Always a pleasure, Jackie.
Our program is directed today by Lily Percy. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Amy Held, Liz Baker, Acacia Squires, and Becky Hersher. Our intern is Annie Russell. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Callimore, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor. Steve Lichtai, senior producer. We say farewell today to Chris Quanley, our crop fellow, who begins a new assignment at member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks. Good luck, Chris. We'll miss you. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. You can follow me on Twitter at NPR Jackie Leiden. And then check out our podcast. Follow it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great week.